Hey, welcome back to Connecting Faith. I'm Joe Bender and for Neil Stavem today. Thanks so much for joining us. We just had a fascinating conversation with Bethany Huang. She wrote a book called The Justice Calling, where passion meets perseverance. If you're just joining us now, I highly recommend that you go back and listen to a podcast of that show. We talked about the work of International Justice Mission and also how we, even in our little suburban towns or maybe in the city, wherever you are living, that how we can participate in the acts of justice and bringing about justice to our world today and partner with God in what he's already doing. Well, today, of course, it's every other Wednesday. We just have the blessing of having Pastor Leith Anderson join us. He's the president of the National Association of Evangelicals, has been since 2006. He was also the senior pastor of Wooddale Church here in Eden Prairie, Minnesota for 35 years. He regularly teaches at seminaries. He addresses evangelical concerns with elected officials, and he also provides theological and cultural commentary to leading news outlets. You've probably seen his name in the news lately. He's been published in many periodicals. He's written over 20 books, and we're just grateful to have him here with us today. Hi, Leith.
Hey, Joe. Great to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you here. And I have been reading quite a bit on your site, and you just published a blog on the theology of entertainment. And you talked about the word amusement. And I just thought that was the best thing. I love words. And so I loved looking at, well, what is it that we're supposed to be gaining from entertainment? Here we have the Academy Awards coming up. And I've noticed that a lot of these celebrities are using their platform as a way to kind of shame politicians or to promote their view. Is this entertainment, or what's your view on that?
Well, we should start out by saying that entertainment is probably really a good thing. You know, Jesus was entertaining. If he were doing today what he was doing in the first century, there would, again, be crowds of thousands. My, if you hear somebody who's an amazing speaker and changes water to wine and walks on lakes, does all those things. I mean, he had a great message and a true message, but he was also pretty entertaining. And the Academy Awards, yeah, that's this Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm. A lot of parties are being planned and predictions are being made. I'm sure there's many votes being cast on Twitter and various other social media outlets.
Yeah, people want to know whether they guess right.
Yes.
You know, the Academy Awards is actually one of the largest watched programs in the world, although, and you can interpret this for me, it's been declining in TV audience over the last half dozen years. So actually, movie attendance has been declining too, but still pretty influential. So anyway, what you're talking about is how these venues like this and the Grammys and others have been used for political statements, and you are absolutely right. It's kind of strange in some ways, because I think a lot of people in America watch the Academy Awards or these shows because they're tired of hearing all the politics. They just want to get away from it for a while. So they tune in, and then they get some more of it there. And I don't know. The reality is that this is just part of something else that's happening in a larger scale in our culture, with personal opinions and politics just sort of permeating every aspect of a public life. So there are boycotts and there are boycotts of stores and products, and there are TV shows and bumper stickers and Facebook and a whole lot more. And as Christians, we need to be careful that you know, all this doesn't crowd out the Bible as our primary source of influence. And that's, I think, kind of easy to have happen, that we should start with the Bible as our first influence in politics and in life and in everything else.
Hey, Leith, Ted here. Good to hear your voice again, and thanks for this topic today. It's very timely, of course, with the awards coming up this Sunday night. And, you know, I think about the platform that celebrities and athletes have. They can use their influence to bring awareness to these issues, which can be a good thing. I was surprised, actually, to see Ashton Kutcher recently making an impassioned plea to help stop sex trafficking. He went to Congress and was talking about that. Also, Tim Tebow, another example, hosting a prom for children with special needs. So how can we, as Christ followers, be influencers, even if we don't have a big stage like that?
Well, shout out for those that do this. This is really good. And they recognize the power of celebrity. It's often a short-lived power, but to use it for good is a tremendously wonderful thing to do. Okay, so what about us, you know, that we're not celebrities? We don't have the power to do that, but we do have influence. So we can talk about faith over politics. And wouldn't that be amazing that every time a conversation came up about politics, we say, well, before we talk about that, let me talk to you about my Christian faith. Mm-hmm. And How about quoting the Bible on Facebook? I know someone who every day posts, the first thing they post every day is a verse from the Bible, and then they talk about how it's been an influence and gotten a following all over the world just to see what the posting is going to be from the Bible for today. And then, you know, some other things that we can do. This is sort of a thing with me, but my deal is you should never write an email or post a tweet that couldn't be projected on the screen at your church on a Sunday morning. And, you know, we need to be careful. Words are really important. And actions, you know. We should act like the Good Samaritan in the way we treat people who are hurting and poor and vulnerable. In other words, be Christian. And it, just doing that actually is an influence pervasively greater than the celebrities have.
Well, and it does seem like we have our little area of influence, whether it's the people who follow us on social media or maybe something like we're doing today or just having a conversation among the parents at our child's sporting events. I mean, we do have an opportunity to influence, even if nothing else, to not gossip or pass along some gossip that's going along in the media or maybe some negativity, right?
Yeah, you know, the gospel means good news. And for some reason, there are too many people who like bad news. And sadly, sometimes they're Christians that are the bad news people, and we shouldn't be. And we should always keep coming back and saying, look, yeah, but here's the good news. Here's what the Bible says. Here's what I really believe. And here's what I've experienced. That's really powerful when we say to people, yeah, but my experience is, you know, God has really made a difference in my life in, I don't know, some difficult or challenging situation.
Well, and when people are in a political conversation, I guess I've just begun saying, well, I'm praying for President Trump and his administration the same way that I prayed for President Obama and his administration and those who came before him, and leave it at that. And we are still required to pray for our leaders no matter which side of that political aisle we sit on, aren't we?
Joe, you're right. You know, what's interesting to me, and I've got to look this up to make sure that I don't forget, The verse we often quote from, or the passage we often quote from in the New Testament, is in 1 Timothy 2. And I'm actually going to read this from my Bible. It says, I urge you then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people. And then it says, for kings and all those in authority. So, you know, it's not just the king or the emperor or the president. It's all those in authority. So it's other people as well. But there's a reason for it. We're to pray so that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. And goes on to say, this is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So, yeah, I pray for our president and have done that for as long as I can remember. But it's also for, you know, police and mayors and city councils and school boards and members of Congress, but it's so that we can live in peace and so that people can be saved. We've got to remember why we're praying for this. Mm-hmm. It's not so that we can get some political victory for some cause that we like.
That's true. It is for peace. And I mean, just like our conversation earlier in the show, for God's justice, to bring about God's justice and for us to get to be a part of that. You know, speaking of which, another hot issue right now on the area of justice is just what's going on with the immigration, I guess, battle, I would call it, that's going on between two political sides in our country. What is the responsibility of a Christian to be hospitable, whether it's to our neighbors across the street, our neighbors across the country? Is there a line that we can draw, or is it a little more blurry than that?
Well, we certainly have a responsibility to our neighbors that God has told us to love. But when it comes to immigration and refugees, yeah, the temperature has risen significantly in the last 24 hours included. But this has been going on for a long time. So this is sort of the culmination of issues that go back to several presidents and previous administrations. The Bible says a lot about this. Sometimes we talk the most about heaven and some topics in the Bible that we wish there was a lot more about, and we ignore some of the things that there is a lot about. There's 92 times in the Old Testament talking about immigrants and how we should treat them. What we're told in the Old Testament, that there's three commands to love God, love your neighbor, and love the immigrants in the land. So I sometimes make people uncomfortable doing this, but when they want to talk to me about immigration and refugees, if they're believers, I say to him, okay, just, you know, let's start the conversation where the Bible starts the conversation. Do you love immigrants and refugees? Do you love them the way God wants you to love them? And then we can talk about how we love them in politics and, you know, laws. And but it's always starting out with, you know, with what the Scripture has to say. And I don't know, you know, Joe and Ted, we have an amazing time right now. It's estimated there's 65 million refugees right now in the world. And it's the greatest number since World War II. And these are people who have been persecuted and oppressed by terrorists and dictators. And, you know, we can't help them all, but we need to do our part, and the church needs to do its part.
Well, Leith, we just thank you again for joining us today. Leith Anderson joining us. If you'd like to learn more about the National Association of Evangelicals, go to nae.net. And Leith, we look forward to talking to you again in the next couple weeks.
Great. Thank you much.
You
bet. Thank you both. All right.